Sad Keys International Music.
Soldier Boy.
Hey, you there. Hey, you there.
Soldier Boy.
Hey, you there. Hey, you there.
Soldier Boy.
Hey, you there. Hey, you there.
Soldier Boy.
Can I make it live?
Black people are not the consumers of rap. Whites are buying the music that blacks are producing. Crank that, Soulja Boy. The problem that I have is the lyrics and the subtle and the subliminal messages in the song that our children listen to when they do super soak that, oh. The Superman super soak that, oh. Superman super soak that, oh. Take a few moments and go on UrbanDictionary.com. You'll find this. The word Superman in slang means to excrete semen, masturbation, or ejaculation. The last part of that phrase, oh, is Soldier's Boy's urban ebonic transliteration or derivative of the English word whore. So he is saying he is referring to females in the language of a garden utensil that is spelled H-O-E, but is only a derivative of the English whore. Superman, super soak that, oh. What they're really suggesting to your 3 and 4 year old, by the way, what they're really saying is excrete semen, reach a climax through masturbation or ejaculation and put that on the body or back of a young lady. We purchase and support the denigration and desecration and the misogyny of our own people. The spirit that's in this song existed for a long time. You can see the spirit not just in this song, but rather in 2 Samuel. For in 2 Samuel, Soldier Boy and a fella by the name of Amnon have the same spirit. It is a spirit of manipulation. It is a spirit of sexual exploitation and misogyny. This fella Amnon, the first son of King David, is so smitten by the Soldier Boy spirit that he does something that makes he and Soldier Boy almost spiritual identical twins. All Soldier Boy spirits are not relegated to 18 or 19 year olds. I don't like this Soldier Boy spirit when I look at the life of Amnon, number one, because Amnon, when he had the Soldier Boy spirit, he violated who he should have protected. The Soldier Boy spirit will cause you to violate who you should have protected. Amnon fell in love with his half-sister Tamar. Her name meant palm tree. He falls in love with his own half-sister. They had the same father, but different mothers. He falls in love. He's so smitten by his sister that what he does, he plots with another wicked partner to kill his own sister's virginity. He goes through the process of time, brothers and sisters, and eventually what he does, verse 14 of 2 Samuel 13 says that he would not listen to his sister, but he being stronger than his sister, forced her, this boy, rapes his own sister. The one that he should have protected, he violates. And every day on BET, when you see rappers putting credit cards up the backsides of African-American women, when you see scantily clad women who are using their bodies just to make $300 for a video, we as a culture have allowed our boys to violate their sisters who they should be protecting. Boys 10 and under are now being charged with rape more than any other time in American history. One of the contributing factors to this desecration of our community and incarceration of boys at 9 and 10 is this Soulja Boy spirit that is supported by major record labels is called commercial rap. Not all genres, but this type of base, inhumane. Amnon violates who he should have protected. What kind of violation have you done to your sister? That's your sister. Do you have the Soulja Boy spirit? Brothers, that abortion you paid for, that you manipulated her to have, told her you would marry her if she got rid of the baby, and to be in with you, she did it, and as soon as she left the office, you cursed out and never called back. Every time she's in church and hears the sound, faint cry of an infant. Every time she walks in the mall and passes by the motherhood place to see maternity clothes. Forever reminded of how she was exploited by somebody who should have loved her. We gotta call it out because He violated who he should have protected. He assassinated her future potential.
Soldier Boy.